Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get this guy in here. Come here.
I can't believe this guy just walked
in. When you talk about, let me just say this before you even get on the air here. I'm not even going to say it is yet. Let me just say this. When you talk about the greats of all time that have worked at this place and one of the best, yeah, I know that's my one, the one night, January 12th, 1969. When you talk about one of the greats of all time, you're talking about Eddie Coleman. I mean, this guy, he's
you know what else he is, Joe, that you may not even realize?
What's that?
Hockey expert.
I know he. Well, he's a
betting hockey expert.
Hockey maven.
Eddie is an expert and a maven in many areas. let's start with that. Hey, bro.
How we doing, guys?
How come you're not good, in Vegas? You should be in Vegas.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I should be. Well, we only send one person, okay? We don't send two. We only send one. All right?
I understand.
One at a time, Joe.
No,
come on.
I get it, Eddie. Believe me, I do.
Oh, God. No, I have to pick up Jerisa at the airport.
So that's why. You're not picking up Bryce?
I guess. Yeah, for Cashman.
I don't think I'll be doing it.
Well, for Cashman,
if I go to the Bronx, yeah, maybe, yeah. For him, yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
I woke up this morning and I couldn't believe the feedback that, you know, Met fans are going nuts over, you know, Familia, who wants Familia? It may make sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make sense? It makes sense.
He's not the closer anymore.
He's not the closer.
Right.
He's another arm in a bullpen that lengthens the bullpen. That's what he is.
Exactly.
Listen,
you guys will watch Familia enough. You know probably within 10 pitches that he's either got it or he doesn't have it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, he'll
no doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
When that split is on and the sinker is there, he's going to get guys out. He can be unhittable.
They just have to, and I think you'd agree with this, they got to go out and add one more now. Go get me Andrew Miller, and
that
I think they did a great job building the bullpen.
I'm not sure that's their...
Why? Too expensive?
Well, no, we'll see. You know, I've always felt the budget was going to be around where it was, but maybe I could be wrong.
Hope so. What do you think of Van Wagenen? You like him?
I like what he's doing. I like the energy. You know, we'll see what it all ends up as, but I like what he's done so far. I can't complain. Listen, you get Diaz here.
I like him. He's an out of the box guy. You know, I mean, I love that.
I told you guys, if you're going to start or fix your bullpen, do it that way. Start at the end and then and work backwards.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
an easier way to do it.
Yeah.
And Cano, listen, can still play. I think we know that. So
I'm with you.
They just there's just been a trade that's weird. You want to give an instant reaction?
What's this?
Indians are bringing back Carlos Santana for Edwin Encarnacion. The Mariners, Santana back.
That is interesting. Carlos Santana for Encarnacion.
That is an interesting.
Isn't that a weird one?
That is kind of weird.
That is weird. Where did I hear Encarnacion going?
Tampa Bay, I had read. Rays are doing weird because they just signed Charlie Morton. It looks like they're...
Charlie Morton, yeah.
It looks like the Rays actually care about starting pitchers. I thought they would miss the opener. Now all of a sudden they're
signing. What does that bring their payroll up to? 30?
30,000?
30,000, something like that. Is Todd Ball still coaching, by the way? I couldn't resist.
You couldn't wait to throw that at me.
I saw Broadway Joe.
I know, but let me just say, at least maybe we got a quarterback. I will say that.
Yeah, well, you do have a quarterback.
Yeah,
no, you do.
No,
you do.
Look, Eddie,
you know me.
Todd hasn't coached all year, but you know who didn't coach the last 5 minutes of his game this weekend? Bill Belichick.
Have you ever seen the two iconic Patriots conspire to give that game away?
No, I know. Yeah.
Are you worried a little bit? I look at the Pats. Look, I still think if you ask me today, I'm betting the Pats to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. I hear it.
But there's something off there.
Yes. This is not one of their better teams. Listen, I didn't think last year's Super Bowl team was one of their better teams.
Right,
I thought Philadelphia was a better team.
Right. Well,
and, you know, I actually took the Eagles in the game because I thought they'd win the game.
Right.
And,
right.
Possibly they should have lost the year before, too, to Atlanta. Atlanta didn't screw it up.
I mean, they should have lost.
This is not a great team. But, are the Chiefs and Chargers better? Probably at this point. They probably are.
I believe Andy Reid will find a way in a big game to blow it. He almost did last week against the Ravens when they got conservative after the Jackson turnover.
He usually does. You know, Gronk, it's painful to watch. Although Gronk, you know, had a kind of a rebirth the last game a little bit, but it's painful to watch him.
Well, you can't have Gronk playing defensive back.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a fair point.
But I just can't see, okay? They're probably going to wind up with the two seed. Probably. Going to be the two seed, okay? I mean, you know, is Kansas City, you know, Andy Reid's never won a playoff game. I mean, with the Chiefs, I mean,
have to go there and do it. Yeah, no,
and that's probably the only place they would have to go on the road.
Yes.
So I don't know.
I mean, I would love them to be home. I think that would, you know, be that's a huge help for them. Well, anybody
sure.
for but I, you know, am I thinking they're going to be in the Super Bowl? No, right now, no, I'm not.
How about this Steeler game against them? That's a but Pittsburgh reeling right now and really needing the game desperately. How do you see that?
How about the Pats going into Pittsburgh and their favorite? I think.
Well,
they?
I'm not surprised. He always
beat them. No, they do. You're right, but
Brady, I think, is 8-2 against Ben. Something like
they've killed the Patriots.
I mean, Pittsburgh has what, lost three in a row?
Should be four.
Should be four. You're right. Absolutely. They were awful in Oakland.
Awful.
Terrible.
Oh, they were awful.
They were terrible. I still love Roethlisberger though.
He's a Hall of Famer.
You know the guy I love, and I'd love to see win is Rivers. I love Philip Rivers.
With my team not involved, what a surprise! I would like to see the Chargers get to the Super Bowl. I would agree with that.
If we're putting, and a lot of people do, if we're putting the Super Bowl stock on a quarterback, Philip Rivers got to get one. That will ensure himself. Cooperstown. That'll assure himself Canton.
Yep.
Because
no doubt.
If Rivers to Eli Manning, Rivers hasn't beat all the way around except for that big thing called championships.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's had teams that, you know, haven't gotten them there or whatever. And he's had part of that too. He's had some terrible games.
They've had some
bad
home playoff loss. They lost to the Jets after a 13-win
year. He's gutsy. I like him. He's unorthodox, whatever. I just like him.
Yeah. How about the NFC? Who you like coming out?
I don't know. You know, I'd have to say New Orleans, but they've had they've had games where they've confused me. Let's put it that way. The Tampa game this past week. Exactly.
They're
in
trouble.
Although the Cowboys shut them down.
How good are the Cowboys
in your mind now?
They're pretty darn good. I mean, I think they've got the East locked up at this point.
Yeah,
now.
Definitely.
But I mean, they're good defense and doing enough on offense. You got a
Amari
good
Cooper's game. Been a huge difference.
Oh, he's been huge. Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you get 200 plus yards receiving, a couple of touchdowns every game, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
As a betting expert that you are, since you're on the Mike Abdul hockey picks, back in late August, I walked over to the sports book. 36-1 just to win the conference. On the Chicago Bears.
That's not a bad
really?
That's
good. Did you take it?
Of course I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You got to take 36-1, right?
Jeez, you like my chances right now?
Yeah.
Now, here's the ultimate question. I know Joe's answer. If they're in the NFC title game, do I bet heavy against him to ensure some kind of victory?
What do you do? Do you ever do that, Eddie?
Eddie, no. What do you do?
I can't say that I do. Okay. I can't. I know what you're thinking.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
No, I can't.
It's something that is taken away.
I don't even like it when you get – one year we had a knockout pool or whatever, and there was somebody, and they had – it came down to two people, and they wanted to split it.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's up to them. I mean, I guess when you get down to that.
I don't get that. Just go for it. Yeah.
No, but I'm into going for it.
You know
I'm
who's
with
not
you.
Going for it? Ooh. The Met ownership. Listen to this Van Wagenen comment.
What did he say now?
Multiple high-end arms in the bullpen are probably not a part of the Met strategy at this point.
Mm.
Well, come on. Aren't you a big market team? Go sign Andrew Miller. I would think
they're going to concentrate on catcher and center field, I hope, anyway, at this point. And, you know,
How about all three of those things? You can walk and chew gum at the same time. Get all of them.
I would be all for that, yeah. I mean, I would love to see that.
Nothing's changed. I'm sorry with the finances. Yeah, they're not going to be a top 10 payroll
team. It's the same old story.
It's the same story.
I mean, I always felt at the beginning that they would be around the same number. Maybe a little higher, but around the same number. They can be higher.
It's not enough, man. They haven't been top 10 in payroll, I think, in 8 years.
I know.
Yeah. And I don't want to trade Syndergaard. Please, stop.
No, I'm not. Well, it just creates a hole. I mean, you're going to have to fill.
You're not going to get equal value back for him.
No.
I mean, you know, let's be honest.
Yankee Stadium, you want to see him there? I don't think so.
No, I don't want to see him there. But if the Yankees want him, we start with Andujar, maybe Torres. Maybe we'll talk.
Okay.
Well, but that's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Right? That's where we're going.
I know. Real Muto, you want to see him here?
Yeah, but I'm not for...
Depends on the price.
Yeah, what am I giving up, though?
Yeah. No. Going to have to give up something.
Well not Nimmo and Rosario.
You can't give up both of them.
That's too much.
Well, I mean, Brody has said all along that he's not into creating other holes by filling a hole.
He did
say that. And if that's the case, then you're creating holes because that's two starters right there.
Sure. Now, you can fill, like, if you trade Nimmo and prospects, I think it's really relatively easy to fill the Nimmo hole. Carlos Gonzalez, Nick Markakis, Michael Brantley, take your pick. They'd all be fine as a corner outfielder who's a left-hand hitter.
You have to spend money for that.
You know.
Hello.
Gee whiz.
Hello.
What a concept. Just
money. What's that?
Money.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's your record now on Hockey Picks on that Mike app? What are you, like 18-2 or something?
You're on Mike's app doing picks?
I am, yeah. They asked. They asked.
Is Mike getting a cut of that, too?
I don't know. You'd have to ask. You'd have to ask
Mike. Are you getting a cut?
I am getting some cut.
You're winning the money.
I think I'm like 20-6, something like that.
That's
good.
Wow.
It's been on a roll. But you can go, listen, you can go the other way pretty quick. You know that.
Right. Let me ask you this, too, because you know me. I'm going back to my wonderful football team.
Yes.
Mike McCarthy. No brainer to be the coach of the team.
I would like to see him here.
Right? Yeah. Is it or not a no brainer?
I don't know what the Jets brass feels, but
that's my biggest problem. The Jets brass.
I would think that's a pretty good fit.
Now, unless Mike Tomlin is available or one of the Harbaughs, I'll take McCarthy.
You'll take McCarthy now?
Of course.
Instant. Okay.
Instantly.
Something tells me he's not going to be here, but it's not a bad choice.
Look who owns the Jets. If I owned the Jets, he would have been a coach already. If I owned the Jets, Todd Bowles would have gone 2 years ago. He wouldn't even made it past the second year. I would have gave him one more year after the Buffalo collapse.
Did you think he was going to kick the field goal instead of going for it?
No, I knew he'd go for it. Okay. No, I absolutely did. He had to go for it. I mean, at 3-9, you got to go for it. You're on the half-yard line.
I understand.
I got to call you. I got to tell you, it's funny because it's a funny story. So I'm watching a game.
Yes.
I'm at home. And, of course, Iron Staten Island calls me like five. He's in Buffalo. Of course, he's at the game.
I know he's
calling
the game.
Me five times. So he calls me up just before that because there was an injury on the field for the Bills, so there was, like, a lot of time.
Right.
So he calls me up and goes, oh, they're going to kick the field up. I'm like, no, they're not. I go, wait, hold on. I go, hi. He goes, Jason Myers is warming up. I go, yeah, he's warming up. He's going to kick the extra point if they score the touchdown because it's a big extra point because it puts them up four.
Right.
Now he's going to kick the field. I'm like, look, even me, he's going for the damn touchdown. And of course he did. So I just was funny, though.
And I want to see more of McGuire because that was pretty good.
I like
McGuire. That was a pretty good run to get in the end zone. Deacon to get in the end zone.
I absolutely like him.
Good job.
Followed
his blockers well.
And he's going to play this week because Crowell's out.
Right.
And he was a little banged up, but
Right.
So I'm going to the game Saturday. I'm thinking about wearing a bag. Your thoughts?
Even after the win?
Big deal. What could I put on the bag that is I can get away? Like I was thinking about putting 50 years of HS football.
Yes,
HS. You know what HS is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Yes.
That's not good, right? That's not classy doing that.
Why don't you just go with the traditional low the pain?
I
would say you're bigger than that. Don't wear the bag. No, don't worry. Just go. And people want to see you.
Is
and
that
they
want
to see you at the game.
Right.
You know, and they want to bitch to you. Let's put
the guy who's doing the bitching is me.
We're like earlier in the year, the guy that bitched at you.
They want to bitch back at you.
You're too negative.
What a disaster. Oh, the pain.
So you are going. You are going to get that's good.
I'm going. Yes.
Well, because think about this.
It's a Saturday game. That's why 4:30.
Yep. Absolutely.
If you wear a bag and they get off to a 14-0 lead, what are you going to do? At that point, you almost have to take the bag off.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's a weird thing.
Don't do it.
Eddie, that's great to see
you're better
you.
Than that. It's good to see you.
I don't know how much better I am than that, but Eddie is great to see you, man.
How are you feeling? You feeling good?
How do I feel? I mean, I'm ready to retire. Who retires first, me or you?
That's a good question. I think it may beat you to the door, though.
Will
I guarantee you.
Well, we've got to have a party for that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll
go.
You're invited to my retirement party.
Well,
it's gonna be invitation
likewise
only.
Here. Maybe we should do it together.
Do it. Wow.
What a hell of a party that would be.
Oh, my God. That would be good.
Might not have people coming out of that one. Good to see you guys.
Eddie, all the love. The great Eddie Coleman.
Eddie C. And you can catch his hockey picks exclusively.
There you go. On Mike's app, right?
On the Mike's On app. There you go.
Oh, boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.